One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I am Ashley Hill. I am getting married. I'm the dress purchaser. And in all of my years of listening to G-Thinks, which was pretty much from the beginning, I always thought, what would I bring on the show?
Hi, I'm Marissa Delgado, and I actually am not a podcast listener in general, so I have not heard the G-Thinks pod, ironically. But I've been a loyal part of the Facebook group for a while. And so that's where I saw the post from Ashley about her ridiculously amazing dress.
Wait, I am so sorry. I know this is where my mic's supposed to be muted, but you aren't even a podcast listener. You are just like an internet purchasing sleuth.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't know, honestly, how it ended up in the group. I think I was maybe following the Instagram possibly at some point. And so my dedication is purely to the Facebook group because they find such like amazing things, which is why I started following your post in the first place, because I was like, if anybody is going to find this, it's going to be the 5,000 women in this group and the two men.
Hey guys, it's Caroline. For those of you who somehow missed this in the G-Thanks Facebook group or the G-Thanks Instagram, Ashley is getting married and found a wedding dress at Neiman Marcus, or what she thought was at Neiman Marcus, a Jenny Packham gown, a beautiful Jenny Packham gown that I believe Kate Middleton wore to a movie premiere. The gist of the story is that she purchased it over the phone. They said, great, we'll hold on to it and ship it to you, or you can come pick it up. And then someone else came into the store and wires got crossed and communication went haywire and someone else bought the dress and the dress was no longer available. And there are very few, especially when it comes to bridal gowns or couture gowns in general, there's like so few of them available in general. And all of them were out in her size. And if you're thinking, we'll just buy a bigger size, you can get it altered. Jenny Packham gowns are like fully beaded gowns. They are known for their intricate beadwork. And as someone who also wore a fully beaded gown for her wedding, altering them is nearly impossible and would cost roughly the same price as the dress, if not more, and like hours and hours and hours of labor. So it really wasn't possible to just buy a regular, another size and get it altered. So Ashley came to the Facebook group, which, you know, exists so that people can give and get product recommendations of their own. They don't have to wait for a podcast episode. And I wanted to create a group where people could talk to each other without necessarily me having to facilitate or like host, which I kind of have to do on Instagram and then obviously in the podcast. And so Ashley put it out there that this happened and she was just looking for solidarity, a place to vent. And that Facebook group is perfect for it. And then something crazy happened. So Ashley, tell us a little bit about this dress and why this dress and how you procured this dress the first time around.
So this dress is this like gold sequined Jenny Packham gown, you know, like it's caped. It, you know, like it's something you want to swan around in. And I'm going to, by the way, I'm going to wear this sucker to the grocery store. I'm wearing it to the post office. I'm wearing it everywhere. It's that kind of dress. And I saw it on photos of Kate Middleton at the James Bond premiere a few months ago, even before I got engaged. And I saw it and I said, I would wear that to my wedding. So it was already in my mind. And you know, the weird thing is, you know, I know this is an upbeat story, but like when I got engaged, I didn't go try it on. I think like body positivity has been, or even body neutrality has been a big thing for us all after, you know, these end times. And I thought, well, I've got to get to this certain size, or I've got to look this way, or I've got to, like, you know, shed my post-pandemic self before I'm worthy of going to try on this dress. And so I waited a long time, and I went online to find it, and I found it on Neiman Marcus. Finally, there was one left. And Caroline, as you said, I ordered the dress on the phone. Like, you know, I'm talking to people. I don't know how to not talk to strangers. So I'm talking to people on the customer service number. All of these people are looking at the dress and weighing in. And I find it at a store in New Jersey. They're going to wrap it up and send it to me. And somewhere between me buying the dress and them getting it off the floor, someone else walks in. Now, had I known who that other person was, maybe we could have went halfsies. Maybe we could have made a deal here. You wear it to yours, I'll wear it to mine. You wear it to your grocery store after, I'll wear it to my post office after. But it didn't work out that way. And it was so upsetting. But then I have a friend, Jen, who, like, really believes that nothing's ever truly sold out. And so she started looking online, and randomly, the next day after I find out the other one sold, she finds one on the Neiman Marcus website again. And so I ordered that one, only to be told that there was a stock glitch and it never existed in the first place. So y'all, I am calling my fiance and I am just doing like a full Oprah ugly cry. And listen, it's not lost on me that it was like a Kim people are dying moment there for this like privileged white woman to be in her office at work crying over literal fabric. But that's where we were. I was crying over fabric. And you know what? Then I just started crying about wedding planning. And then, y'all, I cried about everything that had happened in the previous 2 years, anything that had ever happened in life, anything that would happen in life. I let it all out. And then I felt kind of hopeless and I went to the Facebook group.
So I'm going to cut you off here. So you go to the Facebook group. Now, I don't understand how websites work in that there could be a glitch in the website and not, they don't like exist or whatever. How many would you estimate, how many of this dress in your size would you estimate were available in this time frame, Ashley?
Oh, one. There was a dress. Was a dress. That was it.
Okay.
There were no more. It wasn't like I could just go online like you're going to Madewell and you're getting another pair of shoes.
Right.
One dress.
Okay. So I'm going to read you guys what Ashley posted to the Facebook group. So on February 10th, she posted the following. Bridal SOS. This is what I thought would be my wedding dress. I ordered the last one in my size via phone from Neiman Marcus, only for them to accidentally sell it in store before pulling the stock to ship to me. They then tracked down one in a size up, which I bought, and then they couldn't find the dress in their stock room and they canceled my order. I'm at the end of my rope. And to be honest, I'm hating all of this. I love my fiance desperately, but planning a wedding has brought me approximately zero joy. The only fun part was buying this dress. I've done a billion Google searches and the only place I can find it in my size is in the UK, where it is priced at $1,000 more than at Neiman's. This is a no-go. You guys usually have luck somehow in making the impossible happen. Please help me track down this gown. I need a size UK 8 or UK 10. Don't believe what the availability on the Neiman's website says. The only caveat is that I have to be able to return it in case it doesn't fit in person. I am so exhausted with this. Thank you. Okay, so you post this message. Now, the G-Thanks Facebook group has done some crazy impossible things before, and I wish I had brought concrete proof of this, but I did get a message from somebody with all of this happening, said, you know, someone in your group helped me find my wedding gown too. So like, this is not as dramatic.
Really?
I think not as dramatically as maybe the, your wedding gown was found. But I think that, like, you know, you send someone in the G-Thanks group on the case and they will do it. A lot of times this comes out in like, hey, like I saw this woman who was an extra in this movie that no one saw on TV wearing this sweater, who, like, does anyone know you can get it in like 2 seconds? Everyone's like, it's here and it's on sale. And it's like, great.
Oh, they're cracking cold case files.
Yeah.
Like, truly, it's somebody commented.
It's seriously amazing, like, yeah, how fast the replies come in this group with like a solid link. Like, it's by the time I like click comment to like see the comments, there's already somebody who's already found whatever it is that somebody's looking for.
Yes.
Truly. Like, I would watch a show in which, in addition to finding like dresses and clothing and shoes, we also all just like solve some crimes. I don't, call us CBS. That sounds like a great CBS show.
I know. Law and Order. G-Thanks just bought it. So there, the comments, like you said, Marissa, just came pouring in on this post from Ashley. I think what makes this post special is this is honestly like the most beautiful dress in the world. And I think all of us were very taken by it. And all of us really wanted to see this happen. So there's like a lot of posts of solidarity. And some people are like, oh, I found it. I found it on this website. And what ended up happening is like, nope, actually, this is the one that's like $1,000 more. Or like, oh, like this Neiman says they have it. And it's like, nope. Like Ashley said, all these caveats are like, well, the website doesn't actually have the truth. And I can't, like, this dress was already a huge splurge. Like, I cannot add like another 20% of what I was willing to pay on top of this dress. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's been 25 comments, 30 comments, and so much, you know, solidarity and people being so kind and like offering you their wedding dresses and being like, I wore a Jenny Packham, not the same one, but if you want it, you can have it. All of a sudden, Marissa comes into the picture. Now, Marissa, tell us your involvement watching the post, your thought process. Let's hear it. What were you doing that day? I want to know everything.
Yeah. So I saw it, I think, at night, like the night before I found the dress, and I saw the post, and of course the dress is amazing. And I always thought, like, if I were to get married again, that I would get married in like some ridiculous dress like that. So I really appreciated the dress for what it was. I'm like, I think I commented to somebody else, I'm like, if this was like just a regular, like boring white wedding dress, I probably would not have cared as much. So just being honest. So I just like, I think other 100 women in this group, we started Googling, you know, like places to find it. I spent a good like 10 minutes, like just Googling, and of course found the same exact things that everybody else was finding. And, and then I kind of just kept thinking about it. And then the next morning I saw the post again, and there was like now like 200 plus comments. Right. And people were saying that they had, looked at a Neiman's in California and New Jersey. And for some reason I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I wonder if, you know, they thought about Scottsdale because it's not, you know, a major West Coast, East Coast city, kind of under the radar. So I'm like, maybe for some reason the Scottsdale, you know, location has it. And so I'm sitting in my pajamas that morning, drinking coffee, watching Netflix. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give the Scottsdale Neiman's a call.
Because I want to interrupt because, you know, I think we all who were following the post saw, you know, don't believe the website when they say they have it,
right?
They don't have it. I think you were the only one who thought, well, if the website is wrong and a store says they don't have it, maybe they do have it. So you're the only one who took that SAT right. question to the next level. The rest of us were like, if not on website, then sold out.
I had looked at,
but like, how did you even think to do this, Marissa? Sorry to interrupt you. Like, how did you, like, why would you even, because I called the customer service line and these lovely customer service people.
That, like, because I, you know, so I was thinking, I was like, you know what, I bet, and I had looked at online and it said Scottsdale had it, but like you had said, you know, the numbers were wrong. So, you know, I don't know why I thought to call them. I just figured, I'm like, you know, used to work at Home Depot. Like, I know how retail goes. I know that the person answering the phone is not the person who's stocking the dress. And, you know, it takes time for those things to match up, right? Just like you know, because you bought it and then somebody sold it. Exactly. Like, that's the reason why. So I called and, you know, I get the operator at Neiman's and I'm all on hold for like 5-10 minutes, like, as I'm just, you know, on speaker, just watching TV, whatever. And finally, the guy comes back and is like, yeah, they're just really, really busy over there. Let me see if I can, you know, take a phone number or something. And then finally, I get through to Jennifer in the dress department. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm with like 10 other people right now. Can I take down your number and give you a call back? And I'm like, sure. And I'm thinking like, okay, this has gone too far. Like, I've put too much effort into this already. Who knows if I'll ever hear from her, you know, like if I'll get a call back, whatever. So about, I don't know, probably an hour or so later, I was leaving. I was on my way to Home Depot, actually. I am in the parking lot at Home Depot and I get a phone call and I'm like, what's this number? And I kind of forgot that I was supposed to get a call back. And I answer and it's Jennifer. And before I'd had like the stock number and everything, you know, like ready. And I'm like in the parking lot at Home Depot. So I'm like, okay, I'm looking for this gold Jenny Packham gown. I'm like, my friend tried to order it through you guys and it got lost a couple times. And I was just wondering if by chance you have this in stock. I know your website says you do, but I've heard that that's not, you know, really true.
I love that you said, Marissa, so, I love that you said my friend. Were you nervous that saying this random woman who I've never met, who's in this Facebook group for a podcast I don't listen to, is looking for this dress and I'm going to need you to put it on hold, Jennifer. Jennifer, I'm need a huge favor from you. Like, I might have been like, my twin sister is getting married. Like that. Actually, I'm the mother. I am the fiance. Like, was that like a split second decision to be like, I'm going with friend?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because, well, okay. So first off, I'll be totally honest. I didn't even remember Ashley's name at that point. Like, cause I just saw the post, you know, like I don't remember everybody's name.
Right.
Post,
we were just thinking about the dress.
Right. Right. So I, I tell her the dress and I was like, yeah, you know, it's a friend. Cause I knew if I said it was for some stranger, like she was not gonna hold it, you know, like that sounds nuts. So, I told her, like, my friend's on the East Coast. She's been looking for this dress. And she's like, oh, yeah, the gold Jenny Packham gown is amazing. It's been flying out of the store here. She's like, you know what? She goes, I'm pretty sure we don't, but let me just go check. I know where it is in the store. Let me go check. Let me put the phone down. And so now I'm in Home Depot just, you know, walking around. And she's looking, for, you know, I can hear, like, the noise, like she's looking for the dress. And then she comes back and she's like, oh, my gosh, Marissa, it is your lucky day. And I'm just like, no fucking way. Sorry, am I allowed to cuss here? In Home Depot. And I'm like, oh my God, please, can you? I'm like, it's a UK 10. And she's like, yes, it's a UK 10, the gold with the cape. I'm like, yes. So I'm panicking and I'm like, oh my God, please hold it. Can you, my friend, I'll get her on the phone. I'll have her call you back right away. And I'm like, can you please hold it for just like an hour so I can get her to call you to, you know, pay for it. And she's like, yeah, I will. She's like, but hurry up because there's people here and it's been really flying out of the store.
Now we already know at this point that this method that Marissa is like begging Jennifer at Neiman Marcus in Scottsdale to like hold the dress, like put it behind the counter. Like someone is going, you know, she's going to call you. She's going to buy it. Like this is a done deal. Like do not let anybody else buy it. I would think at this point, Marissa, knowing what you knew about what Ashley had said about her experience, that she had already literally done this. She had called the store. Someone took her credit card number. They got her address. She thought this was like a done deal. You know, it was like, yeah, I will hold it. And you're like, I have heard this before. My best friend on the East Coast has heard this before. What kind of like soprano level threats were you dishing out?
So I told her, I started to pull out like the bad Neiman's card because I was like, you know what? She's had this dress. She's bought this dress twice and hasn't gotten it. Neiman's owes her this. I was like, corporate level knows about this, I promise. And then I'm like, this is her wedding dress. And she's like, oh my God, she's getting married in it. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, okay, hopefully she's in just for the pure like, you know, allegiance of seeing a woman get married in this dress. So she's like, yeah, I can do that. And I'm like, okay, let me get a hold of my friend and I'll have her call you. And I go, you know, can I get your extension or, you know, number or whatever? And she said, okay, yeah, you know what? I have your number. I'll text you. And I was like, okay, perfect. So still in Home Depot.
I have literally never heard of a customer service representative being like, I will text you. Here's my personal, like, that's like above and beyond, but okay. All right. So you're still in.
I want that from Home Depot, frankly. Text me about paint. Do you think that everywhere could do that? Like the guy at Home Depot was just like, I made your key. Here it is. Here's your paint.
I really wish. Let me tell you.
What project are you working on? Like that's what I want from customer service now. This has given us too big of expectations.
Marissa.
I know. I was like, is this how the other half lives? You know, like the Neiman shoppers? Like, I don't know.
Right. I'm going to Target. They don't do that.
Set the scene for us in Home Depot. What aisle of Home Depot are you standing in? You know, what are you buying? Is anyone around you looking at you while you're having this conversation?
Yeah, so I think so I'm a muralist actually, if you can see behind me. And so I was ordering a bunch of weird paint colors, like yellows and pinks and stuff, which so I had already ordered the colors and was just kind of sitting there waiting for them to make them. And so people are ordering, and so I get off the phone with her as I'm in the paint department, you know, standing with the chips behind me, the paint chips, and I start messaging on Facebook. I messaged you actually on Facebook directly, but I know that those messages don't like come up if you're not friends, you know,
Wait, you did?
and you get
I've never
lost.
seen it to this day. Still.
Yeah, like I messaged you in Messenger, and then I started commenting on the post saying, you know, like in all caps, I was like, Ashley, I found the dress at Neiman's in Scottsdale. And people started, you know, replying and stuff, but you weren't replying yet.
Yeah, so let me
So.
pull up. I'm gonna pull up this post on Facebook because the urgency, the franticness, I felt it through the computer, and I'm just looking for when you commented, Marissa, because it was almost like everyone who had commented was online except for Ashley. So you were getting all of these like updates and like likes and replies. Okay. So 2 days ago, which is the 12th, and you posted this, Ashley, on the 11th, the 10th, I believe. So it and now it's been 2 days. Marissa comments, Ashley, I just and tags Ashley, I just talked to Scottsdale Neiman and they have a 10. And then like 5 minutes later, DM me, I have the girl's number. And then like everyone else is replying, like, I'm so invested in this, like we have to do that. And then it's like, where is Ashley? So Ashley, what were you doing during this time?
Y'all, it's, you know what, I'm gonna be honest. What I was doing was there was a pregnant squirrel that had made its home in my attic. Not the answer you thought that I was going to give. I had actually just learned at that point on a Zoom meeting for work. I was working from home, and just because you turn off the audio for yourself on a Zoom doesn't mean that you're muted. So everybody in my work meeting heard me yell to my fiance, "Okay, I'm going to pack a bag so I don't have to hear this pregnant squirrel in the middle of a Zoom with like very professional people." So, anyways, I was in the throes of, you know, kicking this poor single mother out of my attic. When I get a phone call from Marissa and it starts with, "Hi, this is going to be super bizarre." And
Wait,
I'm going to
so
be
okay,
honest.
wait a second. Hi, this is going to be super bizarre. Marissa, how did you get her phone number?
Okay, so Jennifer said she was going to text me, right? And so I had messaged and posted that, you know, I had her number because I assumed I would have it, but she never did text me. And so then I started to panic because she never texted me back and I wasn't getting a hold of Ashley because I was just going to tell Ashley, "Hey, call the main line and, you know, ask for Jennifer," because Jennifer hadn't texted me. So and then and at this point I'm still at Depot and I am still, you know, texting and messaging her directly, but I, you know, and other people are tagging you, you know, like, "Where's Ashley?" And then I, you know, leave Depot by this time, I think, and I get home and I get a call from Jennifer and she's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I got a hold of you. I'm so sorry. I think I texted the wrong client earlier. And so I didn't, and I just realized that that's why they weren't getting back to me." But and she's like, "So I just realized that I was texting the wrong number. So I'm calling you now because people are here in the couture dressing rooms and they want to try on the dress and I'm like hiding it from them right now and I'm worried somebody's gonna buy it." So I'm like, "Oh my God, what do I do?" Right. And so I go, "You know what? I'm like, I don't know why she's not answering. I'm like, she always replies right away,
Because
but
you
she's
can't
not getting
tell,
back to
because you
me."
can't tell her that you're not actually, that you guys aren't actually like friends, and that like, because why
Right, that I
wouldn't you
don't
have
have
your
her phone
friend's phone
number.
number? Okay. And so Jennifer is like
Right.
literally up against an angry mob of couture loving dress wearers, and you're like,
Yeah, so I told
okay.
Jennifer, I said, I go, "Let give me 10 minutes to get a hold of her. I'm like, if I can't get a hold of her, I'll call you back and I'll hold it with my credit card." And so, which is then at the point where I'm thinking, like, oh my God, I'm going to hold a $5,000 dress for my, you know, a person I don't know on my credit card. But I'm like, I knew it was there and she had it. And I was like, this can't happen again. So at that point, I was like, okay, I need to try to get a hold of Ashley some other way. So I searched her on Instagram, and your name is way too common for me to have found you. And so then I looked at your Facebook page and I saw where you worked. And so I Googled the name of your work and your name, and I found like a directory, and it just had your email. So I was about to just email that email. And then there's like a phone number, but I'm assuming it's the phone number to like the secretary at a big company, you know, it's not her direct number. You could tell it was like ended in zeros, you know? So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to call. What the hell? Give it a try. So I call, I get a receptionist. I'm like, hi, can I speak to Ashley Hill, please? And she's like, yeah, hold on, please. And connects me and everything. And I'm expecting to get like a voicemail, because I'm like, she's probably not even working in the office, or, you know, like, so, and, but sure enough, Ashley picks up. So, and then I was like, oh crap, what do I even say?
Now?
Like I wasn't, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, Ashley, you get a phone call. How often, Ashley, are you getting phone calls at work?
I mean, I work in communications.
Okay, so often.
You know, it happens. And so I'm, you know, but I'm not in the office. And it just so happens that my office phone rings in on my office cell. So, you know, while I was in the throes of dealing with an attic full of pregnant squirrels, allegedly full, I'm thinking there's like a mob now. Maybe that's the mob that was going after the dress with Jennifer. That mob of angry squirrels left my attic and went to Scottsdale to yell at her. No, so I'm dealing with this pregnant squirrel. I get a phone call and it starts out with, this is going to be super bizarre. And y'all, let me tell you, it did not matter what this person said after that. I was solidly on board. Like any call that starts with that, I'm like, yeah, let's see where this goes.
What did you think this person was going to say to you?
Truly had no idea. I was like, maybe it's some weird work thing. Who even knows? But then she said, I'm in the G-Thinks group. And I had seen her last name on the screen of my phone. And she said, Marissa. And I thought, oh yeah, the G-Thinks group, of course. I remembered seeing that name and seeing comments from that person. And then she told me that she had my dress. And I was like pure shock.
Okay, so she has your dress. Are you still on a work call or are you able to like be on this call?
No, I'm on this call at this point. Okay. Everything else has ceased to exist in my life.
Okay.
the number one most important thing.
So Marissa, you found her. You're like, I have your dress. What information? Was the first, what did you say when you got her on the phone?
Yeah, I just said, like she said, I said, this is going to be so bizarre. I'm from the G-Thanks group and I found your dress. And she was like, immediately, she's like, oh my God, where? I was like in Scottsdale at a Neiman's in Scottsdale. And she was, you know, obviously excited and freaking out. And I was like, no, stop. You got to call her. Like right now.
Yeah. I wanted to keep chatting at that point because I don't know how to not talk to strangers or anyone for that matter. And I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, I would have stayed on the horn with her talking about whatever she was doing at the Home Depot, her mural. Yeah. Like it would have went to that point.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I was like, okay, great. But call her right now because by that time it had probably been a good 15 minutes since Jennifer had called me to say like, we're running out of time. So I was like, you know, and she was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm like, no, call Jennifer right now. Hang up and call Jennifer and get this dress.
So did you?
So yeah, I gave her Jennifer's number. Uh-huh.
And you gave her Jennifer's number. Ashley, did you hang up and call Jennifer? And what was that conversation like?
I did, and I just went with it as if Marissa and I were like the besties of all besties. You know, my friend called you. She's helped. Maybe she thought that you were helping me plan my wedding. I don't know, but she felt like we were tight. I think I sold it. And so Jennifer was on board. But what I love is like Jennifer, I felt like we were in cahoots from the very beginning. And I love being in cahoots with someone. And she was like running her own caper. She was like, let me tell you, I've not let this dress out of my sight. First, I hid it behind some racks so nobody else could get it. She's like, then I had to go to a different department. So I took the dress with me. And there is nothing I love more than thinking about this woman at the Neiman Marcus in Scottsdale who, Jennifer G, can help you with all of your fine good needs. Call her. But her like running around this store, carrying this dress that had to have been heavy, that has a full cape coming off the back of it to like defend it against other shoppers.
It is truly.
Yeah, she was definitely in on it.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Yeah, now she was, clearly she was in on it. Okay, yeah. So Ashley, I assume, like, did you say to Jennifer, like, look, Jennifer, like, I've been through this before. Like, I have talked to somebody who has had the dress in hand. I've given my credit card information. I thought it was on its way to me. Like, how can I make sure, like, this, you know, we can do this, that this dress is mine?
I did, and you think it would be simple from there. There's an exchange of money for goods. It wasn't. So, y'all, my favorite part of the story before all of this happened, I thought I had bragging rights because Neiman's let me use a coupon code, and your girl loves coops. So they let me use a coupon code for signing up for their email. So I was saving 15%, which is, like, not small in the world of, like, couture gowns. So I was like, ooh, I gotta get the savings. And I still, like, you'd think I'd just be happy to find the dress, but then I had to be like, you know, there's savings and a coupon code on top of that. So then Jennifer had to wrangle in this man named Jim, who was a shift manager, so he could get me the savings. And then my credit card decided to flag it all for fraud because there had been now 3 purchases over the span of 4 days at Neiman Marcus.
Across the country.
Really?
Like different, yeah, Neiman Marcuses across the country for this very expensive couture gown. Yes.
Right. You know, so it was like New Jersey and Scottsdale, and then it would be like returned. And so they flagged it as fraud. So Jennifer hung in there, and I'm like now in a car driving to like a weekend getaway that my fiance and I had already planned. And so the whole drive, I'm texting Jennifer. She's calling me to remind me that like she's just busy, but she's going to call me back. I'm talking to my bank. I'm talking to so many people to like get this authorized. And I'll tell you, by the end of it, I feel like Jennifer and I are buddies. Like we're just chatting. She's asking me how my day's going. We're sharing things about our lives.
No, I assume the 3 of you are all best friends now. I mean, like you guys, it's crazy.
Yeah. And we're going to do some sort of like sisterhood of the traveling pants style thing with this dress. There's going to be a movie. It's going to be great.
Sure.
Call me Lifetime. Yes. And so finally, it takes hours between her, you know, working with her clients there and me talking to my bank that no, nobody has stolen my card to buy luxury goods. And then this guy, Jim, authorizing my coupon code that 2 hours later, as I'm like pulling in to the hotel in Richmond, Virginia, she finally tells me that the dress is mine.
Wow, it took that long.
Yes, she hung in there.
Good for her.
The whole time. And she keeps referencing like, your friend Marissa was really good. Your friend really like told me that you had to have this gown.
I mean, yeah, clearly, oh, Marissa, you made the case. Now, the dress is on its way to you. It's coming. Do you have a tracking number, Ashley? Do you know where it is at the moment?
Oh my, I wish I could just be like, yes, it is here and we're tracking it. And I could be like, it's in, you know, Hoboken right now. I don't know. Jennifer has the tracking number, but she's been sending me daily updates. She packed it herself and I be able to pick it up this week.
That's amazing. Yes.
So she's still very involved. And you know, like, yeah, it is awesome. All of this is awesome. And it sounds like, really silly to say, you know, like, it's some fabric, it's a dress that, you know, you're going to wear once, allegedly. But, like, I don't – it is about the dress. Like, y'all, I wanted that dress. But it's also just kind of like, as much as I wanted that dress, I needed more to hear that reminder that, like, people are out there watching out for each other. I think, like, we're all kind of at the end of our ropes after the last 2 years. We're just feeling frustrated and, you know, tired. I'm exhausted with everything. And to know that, like, in the midst of all of this, magic still exists, and people like Marissa and people like Jennifer G at the Scottsdale Neiman Marcus are out there and willing to do something kind for someone else simply for the sake of the action itself. That was big.
Yeah, I love this story. I think everyone loved this story. I get it. You know, it's a dress, but also two things. You want to wear what you want to wear, and that's valid. The second thing is that it was literally yours and you paid for it. And then they fucked up. I mean, I'm personally going to step in now, take over, and I'm going to insist that Neiman Marcus pays for this dress while also giving Jennifer G her commission percentage out of the corporate pocket, because they effed up and no one employed by them until, you know, did the legwork that Marissa, a non-employee, did, you know, by calling Jennifer. And I know that that's not, you know, customer service gets the brunt of our irritable mood at, like, the corporate system. But I think this is also a case in, like, you know, when you're nice and kind and treat someone on the customer service end like the human that they are, like, they actually can make things happen for you. And I know personally from experience of working in customer service is that the ultimate flex is if someone's being a dick to you, telling them that they cannot help you. Like, that's it. Like, if you are a dick to someone on the customer service end, like, they will do nothing for you. There's no threat, and they get it's not like they get paid less or more either way. So it's like kindness is really the only incentive that they have to help you. And I really, I really appreciate that, like, now we have proof of that because Marissa, like, called and, like, you know, pled her case, and Ashley, like, got on the phone with Jennifer and, like, wasn't immediately, like, screaming at her because someone else in a different state lost the dress the first time around and, like, demanding things. And, like, someone else went the extra mile. My last question is, does Jennifer, and I'm going to try to contact Jennifer so that I can get her take on the story as well. But if I can't, you know, we all know now that we are going to be ordering things from Neiman Marcus over the phone from the Scottsdale store, and Jennifer's getting the commission. But does Jennifer now still think that you guys are, like, bestie friends? Or did anyone come clean to her about what's going on here?
Yeah, it's up. I told her yesterday, I texted her, and I had my own, this is going to sound bizarre, moment in which I said, Jennifer, this is going to sound bizarre, but the person who found my dress, Marissa, is actually a total stranger. And she was actually delighted.
Was
by
she
it.
Like, what? She was like, in. Did she like, I mean, I would have been like, what?
Yeah. She loved
think I conned her or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I guess. Like, yeah, so what did she say to that?
Yeah, you know, it was great. I have to say, everybody that I've spoken with from Neiman's has been lovely. And I think being rude to customer service folks or, you know, servers at a restaurant or, like, anybody at any job just doing their best should be punishable by death, frankly.
Right.
So they've all been really great. But, like, she was just like, what? Oh, my gosh, that's incredible. That's, like, she loved the story from the get-go. She never once questioned it or thought she was conned or thought it was bizarre. I think we were lucky to just all find people with the same mindset, like Marissa and myself and Jennifer G from the Neiman Marcus at the Scottsdale. Everybody was just like, yeah, let's do this.
I'm going to have to go visit her. I don't think I've ever been inside the Neiman Marcus here in Wisconsin.
Marissa, you have to go.
I mean, it's only like 20 minutes away from me.
You have to go.
You do. You have to like FaceTime me in or something too. Like,
yeah,
this is it. I just feel like once a year now we have to like all go on like some
Neiman Marcus retreat. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think
we wrap ourselves in cardigans and look wistfully out over the ocean together as we talk about dresses.
Jennifer will bring the outfits. She'll use her employee discount and get you guys some like cashmere loungewear. I love that. I'm going to try to get some actionable item in here on this episode to encourage people to, you know, flag corporate Neiman Marcus and give a shout out to Jennifer, because all that stuff really means like a lot in the world of customer service, being recognized for like the good deeds. I mean, it's just like a perfect story. And I'm very glad that it all went down in the G Thanks group. And I'm even more excited, Marissa, that you don't even listen to the podcast. That makes it like 1,000 times better for me personally. I think that's really funny because
I know I get it. I'm not a podcast person. Like, I'm a visual person. Yeah. So like when I hear podcasts, it just turns into like the
100%
character, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of funny because I was like, I'm going on this podcast that I've never listened to, but now I will have to because
now I'm going to force you. But I'm so happy that like the group provides value to you that is completely untethered from, you know, episode to episode conversation. I love this story. I love that dress. I love that there are so many people in this conversation thread trying to help you and like, you know, trying to make this happen. And I guess the only way you could really repay all of us, Ashley, is to invite all of us to your wedding and have you stand there as your bridesmaids.
Guys, please do. The whole everybody who's in the G Thanks group can go stand there.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.